The recent statement by President Obama seems to create a little bit of wiggle room for the Americans in saying that this is not a contest between Obama and Putin, or, of course, the United States and Russia. But I think it's a reflection of the reality on the ground that the ISIS and al-Nusra Front and the other groups that are trying to overthrow the regime, plus the foreign mercenaries that have been brought in, there's tens of thousands of them if they're still alive. And, of course, the support and interference in Syria from Turkey, from Saudi Arabia, from Qatar and other countries. And, of course, elements of the United States, in particular, I would believe the CIA, has been a strong supporter of ISIS and is bringing arms from Libya and elsewhere through Jordan, through Iraq, through Turkey in particular. And, of course, Turkey has been taking, you know, probably hundreds of millions of dollars worth of oil and gas from outside of Syria and Iraq and selling them illegally in the market to, you know, which is in effect funding ISIS. And, of course, Israel and other countries are buying this stolen gas at depressed prices. But I think it's Obama's position, because it was quite strong rhetoric attacking the Russians, how they're doing this, or attacking civilian infrastructure. If you look at what the international media is going on, or what this, on the net, it's constantly proving that the Americans are bombing, you know, the Americans bombed two power plants in Aleppo, they've bombed hospitals, they've destroyed infrastructure, they've even bombed Syrian troop placements, which is, of course, supporting ISIS. And I saw a report saying that American pilots were ordered not to attack the convoys of oil and gas that were taking, you know, massive amounts of oil and gas out of Syria through Turkey and from Iraq to Turkey, which was basically funding them. So when they were ordered not to attack these things, it's a clear indication of what the Americans are doing. I really think this is a cover for the Qataris and the Saudis and other Arab states, feudal states, that want to take out Syria. They wanted to force it to build a pipeline through it so they have access to Qatar gas to go to Europe, and of course would undermine the situation of the Russians and European dependence on Russian energy. That's the real game plan here. But of course the Russians have intervened massively. I think the last few days the Russians have done over 1,000 air attacks against ISIS. And the Americans did, I think, 12 or 16. It was a tiny, tiny number in comparison. But the Russians have really been going after ISIS and also the al-Nusra Front and other al-Qaeda-affiliated groups. And, of course, al-Qaeda was considered a terrorist organization. But there's clear evidence that the Americans and CIA and other groups, intelligence agencies, have been supporting these rebels as a cover, as you know, to have regime change in Syria and, of course, to destroy Syria. And, of course, to send a message to any other country that indicates it wants to have an independent policy and doesn't follow the dictates of the United States and its allies. So, but Obama, I think, is recognizing that their side is losing. The Syrian army, backed up by Russian air power, is actually, you know, almost to the point of dividing ISIS in half. They've almost recaptured Aleppo. They have, you know, made massive strides against ISIS, and ISIS is in many respects in full retreat, as are their allies in al-Qaeda and Nusra Front and other groups. Of course, the Free Syrian Army is really a phantom army. It doesn't really exist. But you have panic on the part of the Turks and the Saudis, who the supposedly Turks are massing soldiers on the border. Saudi Arabia has sent troops into Turkey. And, in fact, the Turkish military shelled Syrian soldiers just recently, which, of course, is an act of war. And they've repeatedly, you know, sent troops into Syria. There's a report that a bunch of Turkish intelligence members were killed because they were in retaliation, actually, for an attack on American soldiers that were killed in a helicopter attack. And the Americans actually took out the Turkish intelligence. So the thing is that there are multiple centers of power in the United States. For example, the Pentagon actually went behind Obama's back and was providing the Syrian army intelligence with regard to ISIS and the other groups. So there are multiple power centers. And, of course, Obama is the president, but there's the Congress, there's the Senate, there's House of Representatives. There also is the judiciary. There's pro-Israeli lobbies, of course, massively powerful in the United States, and there's nothing that counterbalances it. And so I would say it's in Israel's interest to see Syria destroyed and to use Islamic militants against Arab nationalists and to try to divide the Arabs and the Muslims into a Shia and Sunni factions, and that there's evidence so that Israel has been actively promoting those attacks, but even setting off explosions and bombings and even assassinations in Lebanon, and trying to provoke to reignite the Lebanese civil war, and of course to pit the Sunnis against Shia in Iraq and elsewhere. So this is a standard game plan. The British use this for years. The Israelis have used this repeatedly. And the Americans, I think, have used this as well, certainly the CIA. But there's not a consensus. I think powerful elements in the Pentagon, for example, do not want to support these militants. And that's why they were going behind Obama's back and actually providing assistance to the Syrian military. But, of course, there's other groups that were trying to destroy Syria. And, of course, the result is that the Arab world is divided. And, of course, Syria is being destroyed. And some people are making all sorts of money by selling arms to these groups and just sitting back laughing. And, of course, I think the enemies of the Muslims, the enemies of the Arabs are sitting back laughing how the Arabs are destroying themselves.